When I think of farming, I think of endless green pastures, but could you imagine producing food on vertically stacked layers in a high-rise building? Henry Gordon Smith is a sustainability strategist in New York, and he says vertical farming is a solution to urbanisation. Good morning to you, Henry. Can you tell us how vertical farming works?
Yeah, good morning. Vertical farming is kind of like three-dimensional farming. It's about using space as optimally as possible. It's mostly done indoors, so this means there's no soil, no light in most cases. But it's really about stacking hydroponic systems or soil-based systems to grow vertically, to really maximize three-dimensional space with the purpose of creating more efficiency and more yield per square foot or meter.
So are we talking about growing some veggies on the balcony of your apartment, or are we talking commercial-scale production?
Yeah, I mean, the term is relatively new, and so it evolves a bit, but we're mostly talking about commercial-scale production. So imagine maybe there's a warehouse on the outskirts of the city, and a company decides to grow leafy greens and herbs in there. They could do that in a vertical farming system. Or maybe there's a basement below a residential structure, and they want to create a bit of an indoor year-round garden there for the community. That's also possible. So on your balcony, sure, you can call that, I would call that vertical gardening. Vertical farming kind of becomes a bit more commercial. That's how we differentiate it.
So why? What are the benefits of vertical farming over your standard horizontal farming?
Yeah, the main benefits are the control you get. So you're controlling the amount of nutrients the plant is getting. You're controlling, you're creating basically a structure for all the farming systems. You're controlling the climate, which is going to allow the plants to grow at their optimal growth and speed. So that translates to more yield overall and less losses. It also translates to a product which is clean. It has no pesticides. There's no need for it because it's completely indoors. Another major benefit of vertical farming is that it saves water. So hydroponic systems, especially recirculating ones, are constructed in vertical farms, and they recirculate the water, and they save water relative to their horizontal farming companions or comrades, let's say.
And we know that that's becoming an increasingly scarce resource. Given all those benefits, how common has it become in the United States?
Well, it's been quite amazing to see the rapid growth of vertical farming in the U.S. in recent years, and it's pretty recent. So the first commercial one, I think, was about 3.5 or 4 years ago, and since then, we've really seen quite a bit of a growth in New Jersey. We've got a big one now in California. We've got some in the South and the Midwest. So it's really picked up quite a bit in the past 4 years. I mean, by some estimates, there's maybe about 10 what would be considered medium or large scale of these vertical farms, and then of smaller kind of more cottage-like businesses, entrepreneurs that maybe have a container with a vertical farm or maybe a basement or a small farm like that. I mean, there's potentially hundreds now that have really picked up in the U.S. And that's because the technology has gotten to a certain stage with lighting efficiency, and also because the investment climate here for sustainable technologies and local food technologies is really quite amicable.
Could you imagine it working in a country like New Zealand, or does it rely on having a densely populated city to force people to use land a bit differently?
Well, yeah, certainly there's a role for New Zealand, and I was just speaking at the Food and Fibre Conference about some of this. So I think one way that it could play a role is when you look at Auckland and how that city is developing into the green belt and really some very quality land for farming. The only way to really design the city to develop along with agriculture is to consider vertical farming techniques, because you can grow so much more per square foot. So imagine building the houses and the apartments and the development of Auckland with agriculture in consideration. Wouldn't that be nice? So I think that's one way. Another way is that New Zealand has a really strong history of exporting technologies, even in agriculture. So they have a chance to kind of develop this technology and take their expertise and then export that out to China or other countries, which are really going to have the most rapid growth of vertical farming. And then finally, I would say vertical farming, at least in the U.S. and even in Europe, has really been about engaging young people in agriculture in general. So it's kind of an entry technology. If you really allow it to be fostered more, then you find overall more young people enter the agriculture industry. And New Zealand, like most countries, is really having a decline in young farmers. And this is one way to respond to that.
Some fascinating findings. Thanks so much, Henry Gordon Smith.